began to sicken for his end. He gave me in charge a certain letter, which he said was your inheritance. "So soon," says he, "as I am gone, and the house is redd up, and the gear disposed of, all which, Davy, hath been done, give my boy this letter into his hand, and start him off to the House of Shores, not far from Crammond." "That is the place I came from," he said, "and it's where it befits that my boy should return. He is a steady lad, your father said, and a canny goer, and I doubt not he will come safe, and be well lived where he goes." "The House of Shores?" I cried. "What had my poor father to do with the House of Shores?" "Nay," said Mr. Campbell, "who can tell that for a surety? But the name of that family, Davy boy, is the name you bear, Balfours of Shores, an ancient, honest, reputable house, peradventure, in these latter days decayed. Your father, too, was a man of learning, as befitted his position. No man more plausibly conducted school, nor had he the manner or the speech of a common dominie. But, as ye will yourself remember, I took a pleasure to have him to the manse to meet the gentry, and those of my own house, Campbell of Kelrennet."